This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. About 10 years ago, the National Park Service noticed that fewer kids and families were using the parks, and they wanted to change that. So in 2009, they partnered with the Blue Ridge Parkway Foundation to launch an initiative to help families unplug, get outside, and connect with their local natural resources. Carol Lofton reports that the initiative called Kids in the Park soon expanded to include pediatricians who are trying to combat childhood obesity, diabetes, and excess screen time by writing prescriptions for kids to go outside.
6-year-old Hannah sits at her dining room table munching on an apple as she describes making fairy dust from leaves and seeing a turtle while at a Kids in the Park event earlier this year.
My favorite things to do are probably run around and play with nature and make stuff with nature.
Her mom, pediatrician Erin Reagan, sits beside her listening. Reagan is involved with the National Park RX movement. The idea is to write prescriptions for kids to get unplugged, go outside, take a walk, play with dirt, get moving. It's something she says she's conscientious about with her patients as well as her own children.
If I have a kid who is overweight, a kid who is spending a lot of time in front of the TV, we ask about screen time at every checkup. I'll make the offer. And then we just have a placard up in our waiting room. And so anybody who's interested, who notices that and wants to participate, can ask about it, and we're happy to have them participate as well.
Reagan says from her perspective as a pediatrician, kids aren't moving nearly enough, and they're spending far too much time in front of screens. As a result, they're restless and have a harder time managing their emotions.
Everything sets them off. I don't think like they feel like they're in control almost. They don't know what to do with themselves.
The science, she says, shows that kids who move more focus better and maybe even learn better. At Okanichi Mountain State Natural Area in Hillsboro, North Carolina, Kids in the Park director Jason Euros is walking through one of the Kids in the Park track trails. He stops at a colorful sign where two mascots, a dog, track, and a dragonfly, are depicted in bright colors explaining the different activities kids can do.
It attracts kids to want to come over here and look at this sign. And then you've got the directions of the map telling you how long this hike is, and these are the trails that are in this park, and while you're hiking the trails, use these different brochures on your hike in order to, you know, learn about the pond life or the trees or, you know, go on a hide-and-seek scavenger hunt.
As kids complete a hiker brochure, they can register online for little gifts such as stickers or a bandana. Additionally, if a child has participated in the park prescriptions program, when they register the activity or hike, their pediatrician gets a message, and that information is added to his or her medical file. The hope, he says, is that if they can get kids excited about getting outdoors early in life, it will become a life habit.
Try to make our trails 1 to 2 miles in length so that they're not overly strenuous and kids have a good time and they see different things and then want to do it again.
It begins to rain, and we duck under some trees to meet up with Sean Higgins, the education manager for North Carolina State Parks.
Kids have been throwing rocks in streams and running through the forest for tens of thousands of years. And kids more and more are indoors. They're indoors more than, you know, any previous generation. They're spending time on video games and on screens.
Higgins says he thinks a lot about what kids get from video games. And he thinks it's a feeling of control, getting to make decisions without an adult steering them.
I think kids can get those same things outdoors. I think things like the Kids in Parks track trails give kids the opportunity to make decisions. You know, which topics do I want to explore on the trail? It gives kids the opportunity to achieve things. They can earn some really cool prizes for doing this.
And it seems to be working. Kids in the Park director, Euros, says 54% who participate are first-time visitors to a park, and 11% of kids were first-time hikers. Pediatrician Reagan has only been writing scripts for about 6 months and says for her, it's too soon to see if the program is having an impact on obesity, diabetes, and screen time. But anything that encourages kids to get outside and get excited about it is a win. She says she realizes getting outside can be really tough for working families, but making an effort makes a difference.
Right. My husband and I both work, and so we really do our best to spend a lot of time on the weekends doing things, getting out of the house, not being inside, and just plopping it in front of the TV yet again.
Although there are Kids in the Parks locations all up and down the Blue Ridge, only one park in West Virginia currently participates, Harpers Ferry National Park in the Eastern Panhandle. URS says he'd love to have some more West Virginia parks on board. All it takes is for the park to reach out and say, hey, we'd like to participate. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Carol Lofton.
This is the second installment of our summer series, Outside in Appalachia. To contribute ideas for the series, email Carol Lofton at klofton@wvpublic.org. Appalachia Health News is a project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting with support from Marshall Health, Charleston Area Medical Center, and WVU Medicine. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Teresa Wills.